We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Glory That Shall Be Revealed, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:18-19. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. I have just read from the King James Version. The manifestation of the sons of God is not only about future resurrection glory, it also carries present responsibility. Creation waits because God has chosen to express His rule through His people. Wherever believers walk in the Spirit, light pushes back darkness, order confronts chaos, and hope replaces despair. This means our lives are not ordinary. We are carriers of divine life in a dying world. When we choose righteousness over compromise, faith over fear, and love over bitterness, we are giving creation a glimpse of the coming restoration. The world may not understand it, but it feels the impact when the sons of God live according to their true identity. Just as a seed contains the full blueprint of a tree, the Spirit within us contains the blueprint of the coming glory. Though outwardly we may experience weakness, opposition, and suffering, inwardly the life of God is at work, preparing us for manifestation. What is hidden now will soon be revealed. Therefore, do not measure your life by present struggles. The sufferings of this time are temporary, but the glory is eternal. Every act of obedience, every sacrifice, and every stand for Christ is shaping you for that unveiling. One day, the same creation that groans now will rejoice at the revealing of what God has accomplished in His people. Go into today with this awareness. You are not just waiting for glory, you are growing into it. Let your words carry life, your actions reflect Christ, and your hope remain unshaken. The Spirit within you is already announcing that a new creation is coming. Prayer. Lord, help me walk in the consciousness of who I am in Christ. Let your life in me push back darkness wherever I go. Teach me to live today in the reality of the glory that is being formed in me. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 15-16. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.